Nikki. This is Tyler calling you back from Local Splash.
Hey.
Hi. Did he get everything sent over to you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Give me one second here. And his name's spelt with one T, right? It's M-A-T-H-E-W?
M-A-T-T-H-E-W.
Okay, gotcha. That's how I spell it. My first name is Matthew. I go by my middle name, Tyler. My first name is Matthew, and it's spelled M-A-T-T-H-E-W. So that's why I was double-checking.
Okay, yeah, his is Chris.
Yeah, I was just making sure if it was spelled like mine or not. And then,
Yeah, at all. I go by Nikki, but my real name is Tasha. I didn't know it was my name until I was like 11 years old.
That's hilarious because my sister, she goes by her first, by her middle name, Danielle, but her first name is Natasha. So that's funny.
There's a Natasha Martinez and I'm blonde, green eyed. So yeah, that didn't work out. Nikki Carter fits the bill a little bit more.
I got you. All righty. And I'm sorry. The last name did not save. What was the last name for the account? One more time, please.
Wilson.
That's right. Okay. And then. All right. And then I did verify all. The last thing that we would need to do, Nikki, in order for us to be able to actually secure the listing, that would be securing the payment. In order to secure the listing, what's going to work best for the company? Is it going to be a debit card, a credit card? What works best for you guys?
It says business. He sent me a picture of the card front and back. It says a business debit, so I'm guessing this is a business account.
Gotcha. And does it read with Matthew Wilson on it, or is there any middle initial?
Matthew C. Wilson.
Matthew C.?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he has Will South Sense Pros LLC underneath the name.
Understood. Okay. All righty. And then the card, normally, they should read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance whenever you're ready.
Okay. It's 4584170080072693.
And the expiration month and year?
10/23.
What is it?
10/23, October
20th. Oh, okay. And the little code that's on the back.
He had to send me that. It is 344.
344. Okay. And that card, is it connected to the 116 Margaret Drive?
Yes, it should be.
Okay, and then we use what we call a VeriSign Secured Merchant Processing Server over here. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last four digits, but before I do cut out the card completely, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So I do have a Visa, since it starts with a 4584-1700-0870-2693, and I have October.
It was 0807.
0807. Give me one second here. 0807. Okay, gotcha. Thank you for that. 07. Okay, so 4584-1700-0807-2693, and I have 10/23 and 344.
Yes.
All right. Now, the card is coded out, but I'm also going to be going over, what I'm going to be doing right now is putting together your package, but I'm going to be going over a voice verification. It's only about 90 seconds long. It does ask about three questions on here. If there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase, that way you have a better understanding of what it asked you, just feel free to stop me and I'll address that question for you as we go along here, but it is pretty self-explanatory. But like I said, it's only about a minute and a half long, and it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is also an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?"
Will South Fence Pros LLC.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the company.
Natasha Carter, Secretary.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business today?
Yes.
All righty. Thank you. And to get a result, and you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
I don't know if he added me or not.
Well, he told me on the phone, on the recorded line, I said she is an authorized user on the billing of the account, and he did say yes, so I was just making sure. So we do have that on a recorded line of him saying yes, so we can go ahead and bypass that question here. And then to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash? Alrighty, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Alrighty, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that will be charged today's date. That's going to be October 7th, 2021, in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $249 for Platinum Package Service with a website. When your term is completed, your agreement would normally automatically renew each oncoming month on the same day of the 7th, but in that same discounted amount of $249. That rate will never go up on you. Now, Nikki, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
All right, that does conclude the voice verification. I am having my finance team run the 249 payment. As soon as that does go through, you are going to be getting a confirmation email sent over to the email that we have on file. And then I'm going to need you to pull that up for me as soon as it goes through. I'm going to give you your walk you through it to give you your username for the client dashboard that we give to you as well. Okay. And then I'm also we do have to conduct a client interview with the both of you. Matt told me that he wanted both of you to be there for the interview. That's when you guys sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google. I'm going to have to set it up for tomorrow. Because I don't have any more available time today, but that's when you're going to be going over like the keyword content with you, the service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, walking you through on how to getting us over photos so we can start customizing and building the website and all that other good stuff. Okay, so now give me 1 second here. I'm just looking at their calendar right now. I can get you in tomorrow. But tomorrow, right now, is it 11:27 or is it 10:27 over there in Warner Brothers or Warner Robins?
It's 11:27.
Okay, so 3-hour time difference. I'd be able to get you in tomorrow. How does 1 o'clock sound between 1 and 2 p.m.? I'm not sure what his schedule looks like.
Yeah. Hey, the only issue is our kids are out starting this afternoon.
Oh yeah, I do have an earlier time. I mean, the earliest time that I'd be able to get you in, I'm not sure if it worked, would be at 10 a.m.
Like I said, 11 is fine all the time. If he has to leave them to work, he's not going out of town. He has an out-of-town job, but it's not till next week. So he just might have to leave them and come home for a little bit.
Gotcha. So 1 o'clock you said would work?
Yeah, 1 o'clock should be fine.
Okay, I mean, I can get you in a little bit earlier as well, but if 11 works, just let us know. We send you over a text message an hour early, letting you know that the interview is going to be taking place soon. So, if it needs to be rescheduled or whatnot, just let us know and we can reschedule it for you. Okay.
Because he could probably do his lunch break then.
Normally it takes about 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay, that's fine. I'll just come and take his lunch break at that time.
Okay, all right. And you don't need to be around a computer or anything like that. Like I said, it's just general knowledge questions about the business to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course.
Okay.
All right, and then give me 2 more seconds here while I get you programmed into their calendar.
So y'all are 3 hours behind, or y'all live, where are y'all located?
Correct. Yes. Yeah, so we're in Orange County, California. We're in a city called Fountain Valley. We're right across the street from the Fountain Valley City Hall over here. We've been here for 16 years.
California.
I'm sorry?
My ex-husband's from California, but he's from Northern California, a place called Oroville. It's near Chico. Like
I've heard of it, yeah. I've heard of Oroville. Mm-hmm. Up north, absolutely. I've never been there, but I've heard of it. Alrighty. Okay, so Nikki, I did get you all programmed into their calendar. You guys are going to be, let Matthew know that you're going to be getting a call tomorrow between 1 and 2 o'clock, well, 1 o'clock, excuse me. And then also, they're going to be going over building the website as well. Like, you guys can go over the color scheme of the website and everything like that. Okay, and then also, are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line?
Yeah, I just sat down at the desktop.
Okay, perfect. So go ahead and, yeah, pull up your email. You should have an email sitting in your inbox that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay. All right, I'm here.
Okay, perfect. Now, you see where it says, about the third line down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, click on that little link for me. That's going to actually take you to a different page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. That's going to show you the services that are included within the package. Now, this is for your records, of course, but at the very bottom, you're going to see under the cancellation and refund section, you're going to see in the bold letters, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. You would click that box right there since we have him on line saying that you are the authorized cardholder or you're authorized to use it. So you would click that box and you would sign his name at the very bottom. So you're going to type in Matthew C. Wilson. It is capital sensitive, so use capitals for the name. And then also, once you confirm it, it's going to do one of three things. It will lock you into that discounted rate of $249 moving forward. It's also going to let us know that you've acknowledged the email, and it's also going to take you to a different page that says Local Splash username and password. So let me know when you get to that page, please. Okay, so that the username, that's going to be the phone number that we're speaking on as of right now, the one ending in 0026, the one ending in 0026. And then the password, that's going to be, 0064, excuse me. So the password, that is going to be created for you and given to you tomorrow, though. Okay, and then once you disconnect with my agents, you and Matt can always customize them to whatever you want them to be. That way nobody else knows what they are since obviously it's your company. Okay, but it's always an option that you have on the table, but that's the only thing that we require from you today. But I do want to ask, Nikki, before we disconnect and we give you a phone call tomorrow, did you have any other questions for me that I can answer or clarify for you?
You said that normally in 5 days we would get a preview of the website normally?
Correct. On the fifth business day after everything's said and done, we're going to send you over, you and Matthew, over an example of how it looks. And once we get your approval that you like how it looks and you want to promote it, we would then attach to the front page of Google and start gaining attraction and exposure.
Okay.
All righty.
Yeah, that's really about it. Yeah.
All right. Well, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. You do have our contact information. I'm going to be sending you over one more text message right now. It's going to be a YouTube tutorial video of how to use the ins and outs of the dashboard. And then, like I said, if you have any other questions, we can go ahead and get those addressed tomorrow at the time of the client interview. Okay? All right. Well, Nikki, I do appreciate you taking the time and the opportunity to earn your business. We definitely appreciate it. Like I said, just wait for that call tomorrow so we can get the rest of the ball rolling.
All righty.
All righty. I appreciate your time. You enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy the weekend ahead of you.
All right. Thank you. You have a good day, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.